Halloweeny.
I just want to bet.
With yourself?
Bet myself $20 that you would say Halloweeny. You did.
Really?
I owe myself $20.
I'm proud of you.
Hold on a second. Let me pay myself off now so that I remember.
Well, so you should have $40 in your wallet
already
now.
I bought gasoline. I only have $3. Oh, no. I have a 20. La la. I am $20 richer. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're not, though. You yes, just I bet am. Yourself.
Yeah, I won. I'd be miserable if I lost, but I didn't. I won. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy. Welcome to the Halloween version of the bonus hour.
Did you really know I was going to say Halloweeny?
Yeah, I thought you might say it.
Because I really almost was just going to say Halloween.
Nah, that's not you.
And I was going to say the day of the week, but I don't know what the day of the week is because doesn't it feel like a Friday?
It's the funniest thing. Whatever day of the week it is, you don't, your brain won't accept it. You want it to be, you think it's some other day.
Well,
no, it doesn't seem like a Friday. We've only been,
it's Halloween though. Halloween should be leading into a weekend.
Well, that's the debate right now is a lot of people say Halloween should be on a Saturday. This is ridiculous in the middle of the week.
I'm kind of leaning towards it.
Are you? You changed your mind.
Yeah, I know. You and I were really staunch supporters.
Halloween should be held on Halloween.
Like Christmas is on Christmas.
Right. And Easter is always never the same.
Neither is Thanksgiving. No. It's always the third Thursday of the month.
Around.
It's early this year.
Yeah. It's the 22nd.
I know.
That's the year.
I haven't even ordered my turkey yet. Oh. God forbid I have to kill it and pluck it. I get it fresh.
Wow. You're a stickler for fresh.
I am. I use a stickler sometimes
wow.
to kill it.
Wow. I want to be near your house on Thanksgiving.
Now I'm thinking that I wish it was already over with and it would have happened on this past Saturday.
Wouldn't that make the children sad?
No, because they would have trick-or-treated on Saturday.
They would have already done it? Yeah.
I just am not looking forward to this. I'm the only one home.
What if on that, let's say the law has changed and Halloween is held on the Saturday before Halloween, actual Halloween, and it's awful that day. And then the real Halloween comes and it's great that day. The weather's just perfect. Wouldn't you go, oh, thanks. No, you cheated us out of a
Tough
great
toads.
Halloween. You would say that?
Tough toads.
Oh, wow. Strong words.
Although if they do move it to the Saturday before, there are going to be people on the 31st coming too, because they're going to go, what? I didn't hear.
No doubt about that.
So I guess just leave it alone.
We don't have the internet. We didn't know. You'd get
a
lot of that.
Phone. They're going to be little kids that
what
have a
next?
Phone.
Are they going to switch Arbor Day? If they switch Arbor Day, I'm out. I'm moving back to Yugoslavia. I've never been to Yugoslavia. I don't know. But I might move there.
Oh, that would be fun.
We own some property. We own a little bit
you
of
do?
Property. Yeah, we own yeah.
I thought you were Russian.
Some lakefront. No, I'm in a hurry, Wendy. I got until 1 o'clock.
My God, it's like Svengoolie Jr. over here today, which is a very good compliment for you.
If he wants me to play the role of Svengoolie Jr. on an upcoming episode of Svengoolie, I'm his man.
Like Sven's illegitimate kid?
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be like a great season-ending cliffhanger. And he could have Maury Povich on. He could take a test to see if he's really the dad. That wow, you just wrote a great episode of Svengoolie, Wendy. Congratulations. I know.
Who's his father? He doesn't have parents like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Or Freddy Kroeger.
Freddy Krueger.
Fredmund Kroeger, as Beverly Goldberg called him. Robert Englund came back in action to be on a Goldberg's episode.
Just this last week?
Last week, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He was really funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she called him Fredmund Kroeger, and he goes, it's Kroeger! She messes everybody's name.
Wow.
It was super funny.
You know what they call? Do you know what they called Freddy Krueger? I think in the first one, and he might have been referred to it in the second one or also the third one, to help explain his backstory. I thought that in the history of monster movies, this was the greatest description of one of the movie monsters. They called him, and I quote, the bastard son of a thousand maniacs.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. How about it?
That's a lot to live up to, the bastard son of a thousand maniacs.
But I got
to
be honest with you. First of all, the first Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, was super scary, and I really did have nightmares.
It was pretty scary. Do you remember what famous movie star of today was in it before he was famous?
No, and I don't remember this last year when you asked me this, too.
Oh, did I ask you last year?
I think so. I don't know.
A very young Johnny Depp.
Really?
Yeah. Johnny Depp was in it.
I just know that movie came out. Did it come out around 81-ish?
I don't know the exact year.
I got to find out. And here's why.
I was in high school, so.
We had just gotten cable. And I remember being just amazed by, first of all, having a remote.
So you saw it. You didn't see it in a theater then.
No.
You saw it on cable at home, right?
I saw it in a theater.
I saw it in a theater.
So did Jim, my husband.
Yeah, we went together. He and I. We had movie
night. You went steady?
No, I didn't say that. What are you inferring? It was movie night.
I see.
So he and I and Kwame Raoul went to see it together.
I'm Kwame Raoul. Darn it, that's what I should have been for Halloween.
Kwame Raoul for Halloween. Think about it.
Get Svengoolie back.
Great. It's a great costume idea.
My God. But I don't understand the son of...
Svengoolie?
No, the Freddy Krueger.
The bastard son of a thousand maniacs?
Yeah, how does that work? I don't remember.
They're inferring that his mom had relations with many men.
And they don't know who the father is?
And they don't know who the father is. That's where Maury Povich comes in. He gives the tests to a thousand maniacs, and then at the end of the show they reveal which of the thousand maniacs is Freddy Krueger's father. Everyone goes home happy.
Are there still current Nightmare on Elm Street's happening? So they're finished?
I think those are done.
All right, because I guess he did come back from retirement to be on the Goldbergs.
Robert Englund?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard that in the promo,
yeah.
But I thought these movies were still being made.
I think it's been a long time since you've had a Nightmare on Elm Street movie, I think. Although, I think they might have, that's one of the ones they might have tried to reboot. Like, they did this with Halloween, too, a couple of years ago. Where it's all new people that come in, they go, we'll redo it. We'll just reinvent it. And it's just not as good.
But see, now they have to make one just to have, a cameo of Maury Povich on a TV in the background.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be really funny?
That would be great. I would love to see that. I hope they'll do
Let's
that.
Let's just make a night. You and I will make a short.
Oh.
It'll only be like a couple minutes.
Like on our phones?
Sure, you can shoot movies
can movie
on your phones
phone.
Now.
Yeah.
Was Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street based on a real serial murderer?
Yes.
You really believe that to be true?
Wes Craven, who directed it, said that, well, to some extent. I mean, they took a lot of liberties, obviously. Because a real murderer couldn't attack you in your dreams. In your dreams.
Snopes.com says false.
False?
The claim is Nightmare on Elm Street character Freddy Krueger was based on a real-life serial murderer.
Oh. Marcus Krueger.
No.
He's
still on with the Hawks.
With the Blackhawks, yeah.
Iterations of this rumor place the real-life Freddy Krueger murders, often misspelled without the E, as local to Cincinnati, Brooklyn, and other areas.
That was a franchise. He's got offices in cities all over America. Good for him.
In October of 2014, horror film creator Wes Craven disclosed that Freddy Krueger was based on a scary news report he read, not about a real human murderer.
All right. I can rest easily now, thankfully.
I honestly had trouble sleeping after that movie.
It was very disturbing.
It came out, can someone find it?
What year did you say? 81, did you say?
It's around there, because that's about the time that we got cable.
Yeah, and it was on cable constantly.
Oh, my God.
It was on HBO, every day, all
every
the time.
Every 20 minutes.
Not as often as Beastmaster. That was always
I never
on.
Watched that. But, you know, you had HBO 1, HBO 2. It used to be that you could just call them and say, I live on the West Coast and, you know, I don't have access. So you could get all the HBOs without paying extra.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because then if you missed the start of something, you could just go to the next one.
Yeah.
We cheated a little bit.
Oh. You feel
really,
good about
I just
that?
Called and said, yeah, I called and said they could have said no. They could have checked my address.
Right. They don't care.
No.
They're fine.
Jazz, are you looking this up?
The 1984?
Oh, 84. You're only off by a couple years.
All right. Well, we had just gotten, I think we had just gotten cable, so maybe we got it in 84. When did MTV debut? Around that time, too, wasn't
right
it?
Right around there, yeah.
Because I remember seeing the Buggles.
Yeah.
With Video Killed the Radio Star. They didn't have a ton of videos that first couple of years. And then it was like that video and the Cars, you might think, was always on.
Yeah. That was a common one.
And Tom Petty, Don't Come Around Here No More.
Right.
And then I don't really remember. I think they just played those three.
Well, there was more than three, but there wasn't, of course, the huge library of videos, but yeah, they had a couple.
So there were a couple videos and Nightmare on Elm Street, which I probably saw four times, and it truly...
It's very scary.
I didn't want to go to sleep.
It was very scary. Were you a fan of the Friday the 13th movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, I don't remember it as much.
I remember liking the first one, and in this show that I've been talking about, this history of horror, they address this. In the first Friday the 13th, you don't see Jason. Jason is not the killer in Friday the 13th in the first one.
Is this spoiler alert?
Yes.
You're supposed
somebody
to say
else
that before.
Who's not Jason is the killer. And then when you see Jason at the end of the movie, at the very end of the movie, you see Jason for the first time. He's a kid who has drowned in Crystal Lake. Not our suburb, but by Camp Crystal Lake in the movie. And you see him, and he's this scrawny kind of mutated boy that's lived underwater. And you only see him for a couple of seconds, but it's just gruesome.
Like the Shape of Water kind of thing? I don't remember.
Not like a
this
sea
now
monster. There's, all right, again, I will say what Wendy already said, and
it's
I should have
late
said earlier, but spoiler alert. At the very end of the movie, when you think everything's fine, there's a girl out in a boat, and then Jason Voorhees jumps out of the water. But he's, like I said, he's been under the water for a bunch of years. He's all kind of waterlogged.
Is he alive?
Yeah, he's kind
how
of
how could
a,
he have stayed alive?
Well,
was he
no,
in a bubble?
No, there's no realism to it at all. It's just, you know, it's to make it scary. Oh, that kid who drowned in the water, he's still kind of half alive. He's lived under the water. Then he jumps out of the boat at the girl, right? But then in the other Friday the 13th movies, it's like Jason he's going to LA Fitness. He's really strong and buff and tough and like muscular and stuff. So nobody knows how he went from being a waterlogged half boy, half demon kid to being like a real strong, like workout guy. I don't know how he did that.
Because that was more popular in
was
the
it
following years. Yeah.
I guess so. That was disturbing. I asked for my money back. That's not Jason Voorhees. Jason Voorhees, the Jason Voorhees I know is gaunt, I said.
Did you hear about this woman who claims she has had relations with 20 ghosts?
Yeah, but I don't know why. Who is it? I do know the
story.
She
claims to have had sex with 20 ghosts, and she's now engaged to one of them. Her name is Amethyst Realm of England.
Yeah.
She says ghost lovers tend to be more sensual. Ghost lovers.
Yeah. Not people who love ghosts,
right,
but people who are made love to by ghosts.
Right.
Right.
They tend to be more sensual and adept than the average bloke.
No.
Her mate appeared on an Australian hike.
Yeah.
A spirited fling with an Australian ghost has ended up in true love for an English woman. In fact, the ghost just proposed and she wants the living world to know.
Oh, they're in love. That's fantastic.
She doesn't seem that crazy as I look at her.
You mean just to look at her, you wouldn't assume.
Right.
Here's a woman that's banging ghosts.
Instead
ghost
of banging
bangers
chains.
Who are you going to bang? Ghost bangers.
Oh, wow.
<Do-do-do-do-do>.
Oh, wow.
I disappointed Jasmine again.
You
I kept
did
my streak alive.
And there's a slime joke somewhere in there that
no, there
I
isn't.
Just,
no, there's not.
I had to edit
no,
myself.
No, there's not.
All right. She's 30 years old. Seems young to be
but
into
old
ghosts
enough to know better, wouldn't you say?
I don't know, Bill. Love is love. Love is blind.
Right. Right. The heart wants what the heart wants.
30-year-old Amethyst Realm of Bristol says she has had sex with at least 20 ghosts since she was a teenager.
Wow. It's been going on for a while. I like that she doesn't know the number.
She's ballpark
lost track of the number of ghosts.
At that point, you don't remember
had sex
each and
with
everyone.
I would remember. I would write their names down so I'd remember.
Casper?
So that I'm right.
I don't know any more ghosts. Slimer? Who else? Who other popular ghosts?
The Funky Phantom.
I think I was with him once. I really do, if you want to know the truth.
Topper?
Who's Topper?
From a movie from a long time ago.
She says she has had sex with at least 20 ghosts since she was a teenager, but wasn't looking for a new relationship when she went to Australia on a business trip.
Yeah.
She was hitchhiking with the guy we had on our radio show.
Oh, she was?
Yes.
That explains a lot.
Hildebrand, Scott Hildebrand.
Yeah.
She says that changed on a nature hike when she came into contact with an apparition and she felt sparks like none she's ever known.
Wow. That's exciting.
Rome didn't think it could amount to anything serious because she says spirits tend to stay in one place, but something amazing happened on her flight home.
Mm.
She felt the presence of her lover on the plane.
Oh.
And apparently not stowed in cargo. So somewhere amidst the cabin was this...
He was just hanging around in the cabin.
Did he have to pay for a seat?
Oh, they don't charge ghosts.
Did he get a meal?
You hardly ever do. You got to pay extra.
I couldn't believe it. I was happy and excited. So excited that we had to do something about it. So we headed to the plane loo.
Oh, that's British for bathroom.
I was going to translate.
Hi, loo.
Yes, there's someone
Ted
in
Baxter's
here.
Right.
So they headed to the loo, she told the Sun. And, well, I am now a member of the Mile High Club.
Oh, I'm not sure this counts. I'm almost positive it has to be with a real living person.
That was 9 months ago, and things have progressed to the point where Realm discussed her desire to marry and have her ghost baby on the British TV show ITV This Morning.
Yeah, that's the show you want to go on if you've had sex with a ghost on an airplane.
Good
choice.
The paranormal proposal reportedly occurred last week when the couple took a road trip to England's Wookiee Hole Caves.
Oh, that's the birthplace of Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm. This is according to the New York Post.
Yeah.
There was no going down on one knee.
You want to take this one, Wendy, or shall I?
No, you didn't go down on one knee.
I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
Propose?
Just stop.
No, thanks, Janice.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
There was no going down on one knee. He doesn't have knees.
Ghosts don't have knees?
No. Nope. But for the first time I heard him speak, she said, according to the paper, I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real.
That's how I imagined it.
The couple are now choosing a ring. He can't wear a ring. He's a ghost.
Ghosts can't wear rings. They don't have knees.
All right, there's more to the story, but there's a big Halloween party going on, and Judy Pilek wants to do her job and then get back to the party.
Hi, Judy.
Hey, Bill. Hey, Ozzy.
Judy is...
What's up, sweetie?
Oh,
rock and roll. You want to go on my crazy train?
Save your receipt.
Your costume is fab.
Is that great?
Thank you.
I'm supposed to be fab in my costume, but...
Mm. Are you Rizzo?
I am
Cubs
supposed
first baseman?
To be... Yeah, I'm Anthony Rizzo, a.k.a. Pink Lady.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much just a prop for Stephanie.
Oh, don't
Sandy.
Say that.
Yeah, she's Sandy. She's awesome,
You look very nice.
Next year.
She wasn't dressed up when I saw her earlier.
Oh, she is now, and she looks just like her. So I'm kind of like, I'm acting like I'm in a gang, so that's kind of fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Dressed up for Stephanie because I felt guilty.
I know.
So.
Well, it's kind of mandatory here to dress up. Oh, the glasses. Now you're Ozzy.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
Looks just like Ozzy Osbourne.
You do look like him.
Bill had the first half hour, he was looking at me strangely. And it's got
to
be weird.
Now you're used to him,
I just accept it now.
Yeah. Now you'll look at me strangely tomorrow.
For different reasons.
And you're Bill F?
I am, yeah.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Great costume. It's good.
I came in second in a Bill F. lookalike contest. Isn't that sad? All right, let's do this. We'll take a break, then Judy will give you the news, and then more fun. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
The WGN Weather Center forecast today, cloudy, mild, the high 58. Hallows Eve, mostly cloudy.
Ooh.
Be careful about the moon. It might be full. The low tonight, 41. Perfectly fine to trick-or-treat.
Good trick-or-treating weather.
And actually, it starts around 3, so it'll be in the 50s by still then. So we're all good.
Yep.
Tomorrow, but don't come to my house after 7, because it's over.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
is that your hours?
Yeah,
I think 4 to 8.
Yeah. Hmm. It's usually around 7, I think. And my...
I am going
out. 8's a little late. I let them come too late, and then I'm like, now we're done.
Yeah.
I'm going to put police tape on the door at 8 o'clock, and then I'm going to sneak out the back door and go to a bar dressed
nice.
As Ozzy.
Oh.
So don't come to my house after 8.
But you might want to start drinking earlier, too, because that's what I do when I give out candy. So by the end, I'm like, take the whole thing.
I am going to be Ozzy Osbourne sitting on the porch smoking and drinking as these kids walk off.
You are going to... You're not going to get many kids, I don't think, because they're going to be like, oh, my God, it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
You're scaring me.
I'm going to have groupies.
You gotta talk like that too. Trick or treat.
Get off my lawn. Sharon.
And then tomorrow, a very special day.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
November 1st.
Is it your birthday?
It is.
Yep, it's Trudy's birthday.
Because it's out of control.
All on Saints Day.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a saint today in honor of that, but no, I had to be this dumb
thing.
You
were born on All Saints Day?
Yes, I was.
You need the extra
an
help.
An hour after Hallows Eve. Yeah. God, I missed
you
it by an hour.
It.
I know. I know. My parents.
You hung on tight.
So when I was young, my parents were like, you were really born on Halloween, and we changed it because we didn't want you to grow up with that. And the whole time in my head, I'm thinking, I want to be born on Halloween. Who doesn't want to be born on Halloween?
My great-grandmother was born on Halloween, and my grandmother always explained it as, when else would that witch have been born on?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to use that. That's a good one. Okay, tomorrow, the most special day of the year, it'll be mostly cloudy, but I bet the sun will peek through.
Sure, it will.
My God, she is one of those kids that, you know, it's my birthday today. Did you know it's my birthday?
Yeah.
I never had to say that. People knew it was my birthday.
Because you hit them over the head with it
whatever worked, Wendy, because people should know
All Saints Day
equals Judy's birthday.
Right.
Tomorrow, there'll be a high of 54, but it'll feel like 80.
Wow.
She's even disgusted herself on that one.
It will be perfect.
I hate myself right now. Okay, that's
Judy,
the news.
Thank
I'm Judy Pilot.
Thank you so much for the news. This is the bonus hour. Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, thank you for joining us. Wendy was just telling us the story of a woman in England who says that she has had sex with about 20 ghosts so far.
Yes.
Is she engaged to one of them? And is he jealous?
No, this is the one guy.
The same guy?
No. She's in her past. She's been with 20 ghosts, almost.
But now she's met one and she wants
to met one in Australia.
Down.
And remember, he took the plane ride with her?
Yeah, she
felt sparks, which you don't want to feel when you're on an airplane, I got to tell you.
That's the last thing you want to feel on an airplane.
And there was no going down on one knee because he doesn't have knees. But for the first time I heard him speak, he had a deep, sexy, and real voice.
Is this commonly known about ghosts that they don't have any knees? Why wouldn't a ghost have knees?
I love this joke.
But it's thrown into the story, like, as you all know, with a ghost.
Because they have no legs. They're just kind of an upper body.
Ghosts don't have any legs? At all?
I don't think so.
I thought ghosts had legs.
Well, then here's my question. If they don't have legs...
Yeah. Why marry him?
How do you have sex with
them? Right. Wow. Bingo. That's it. That's the exact right thing to wonder. I don't understand that.
So they're...
Yeah?
Limbless under there?
I don't know.
Under where, you're supposed to say.
In my head, a ghost has... all the same body parts they had when they were alive. Why would they? What would happen in Ghost Town that they would go, all right, lower half of your body no longer necessary. You're out.
Because they float. They don't need to walk anymore.
Still, you don't want to give that part of your body up, I don't think.
I don't think you have a choice.
I don't know.
The couple plans to do... Oh, wait. The couple are choosing a ring, but they have not decided what kind it will be. Realm.
Every kiss begins with K.
Supernaturally is hoping her ring will have an amethyst in it, but she's leaving it to her spirit lover to decide.
Oh.
They plan to do a pagan hand fasting ceremony.
Yeah, that I saw that coming.
You don't know what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
In which their hands are tied together, symbolizing their connection.
Oh.
It'll be somewhere
so
in the English countryside.
This is so romantic.
We haven't discussed the details yet, but I think it will be quite a big do.
I think it is. I think it will be.
Realm says the ghost energy is more feminine than a typical man, but admits that if you're making love to a spirit, gender doesn't really come into it.
No. Why would it?
And then she added, ghost lovers tend to be more sensual and adept than the average bloke. There's always more of a connection because the sex goes beyond physical.
Oh.
It's like any other kind of sex. The main difference is I just can't see them.
Mm, which some would say is an important element. Wouldn't you? Don't you want to see the person? I hope. I would want to. I'm old-fashioned that way. I want to see the person I'm sleeping with. But that's just me.
I just don't understand why this makes news.
I don't understand how her family keeps returning her phone calls.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How's the wedding plans coming? Everything good? Yeah, excellent. Did you rent a hall? Good. That's great.
What are you serving for dinner? Blueberry?
That would be an awful wedding dinner. Wendy, I have found on MSN, this is for people who want to have a Halloween party today or tonight, and they want to know exactly which Halloween movie to show.
Oh.
These are, MSN calls, the best Halloween movies ever. But right off the bat, number 25 is the remake of Ghostbusters, which I say, if you think that's one of the 25 best Halloween or scary movies of all time, the rest of your list is illegitimate to me.
The new one?
The one with the all-woman cast.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I haven't seen it yet.
The one with Kristen Wiig? No, I didn't either. I saw the previews for it were too long. I saw a two-minute preview for it, and I went, oh, this is awful.
Jim saw it with the boys. They said it was okay. It wasn't, like, hideously terrible, yeah. But, you know. But
why did they, first of all, why would, that's one of those movies that you don't need to remake. The old one still holds up fine.
There are a lot of movies like that in Hollywood. I mean, again, I bring this up, and it's Halloween sort of related. Psycho, yeah. That movie, Gus
Van Sant.
Why did he have to do it frame by frame? Vince Vaughn was, I really liked it. I thought it was great, but I already saw the movie.
Right. And there's no way you would improve on the original Psycho.
Mm-mm.
No matter what you did. He chose to do frame by frame, which is fine, but it's not going to be Anthony Perkins. Vince Vaughn is a great actor.
Yeah, but you're right.
Anthony Perkins, he can't be more creepy than he was in Psycho. It's impossible.
Yeah, believe it or not, and this is a compliment, Vince Vaughn was not creepy enough.
No, of course not. Number 24 on their list, The Blair Witch Project. It's pretty good.
That is an awesome movie.
Very good.
And that freaked me out. That really scared me.
Yeah, made for very little amount of money, made a ton of money.
And wouldn't you say that was one of the first, like, documentary-looking movies?
Yeah.
One of the. Yeah. Maybe not the first, but
right,
I
but
never saw anything like that before with the herky-jerky, unprofessional camera shots.
Yeah, it worked for them. It made it
even
creepier. That's
really good.
Next up on their list is Goosebumps with Jack Black. That's a kid's movie I've not seen. Previews look good. I don't know how good it is.
The new one they're talking? Because there was an original.
No, there's a new one that I think just came out.
Right, and then there's the original.
The original one from a few years ago. They also list another kid's movie, Paranorman, which I don't know. Did you ever hear of Paranorman?
Norman Mark is in it?
He might be. He might have a small part in it. Sleepy Hollow with Johnny Depp.
I didn't see that,
Never
did you?
Never saw that. This one, boy, this should be way higher up on the list. The Exorcist, the original Exorcist.
Yeah, that's I don't like
movie.
The people making this list.
So scary. Yeah, it's all over the place. Then the movie version of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Now, the mere fact that they would rank that higher, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie version, than The Exorcist, tells you all you need to know about whoever put this list together. After that, Idle Hands. I've never heard of that movie.
I don't
know.
Can I tell you this, Justin, with your questioning ghosts not having legs?
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze had legs.
He sure did. Good ones, too. Then they list Dracula. This was the version that we talked about yesterday with Gary Oldman, which is really a very good movie. Keanu Reeves is in it. Winona Ryder's in it.
What's that called?
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I saw parts of that.
It's really good.
I was just looking at Keanu.
Yeah. That's all you needed to see. Then the movie Scream, which I have to say, in my opinion, even though horror movie fans love this movie like crazy,
it
was okay.
I liked it.
Wasn't scary enough for me. Wasn't funny enough for me.
I didn't love it. I liked it.
Just liked it?
Yeah.
But there are so many people, and in this TV show, they go on and on and on about how it changed movies for, I don't know, did it?
It gave us a new mask.
Yeah, I guess it did.
How did it change movies forever?
They said because it was the first time that the characters in a movie, a horror movie, were aware of characters in other horror movies. Like, usually these things exist as an island. They can't reference other movies. But in Scream, they referenced all the other slasher movies. So, to that point, yes, they achieved that. But there was never a time in Scream that I laughed because it was a comedy. There was never a time in Scream where I was scared because it's a scary movie.
Then Kevin Hart wasn't in it for two reasons. You didn't laugh and you weren't scared.
I am scared of Kevin Hart.
Oh.
They list the movie Halloween Town.
I don't know what that is.
That was a Disney Channel movie that my daughters watched 1,000 years ago. I don't remember it being good or bad. It just kind of existed. I think Carol Kane is in it, I think.
I like her.
Yeah, she's good. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's not scary.
It's not really scary, is it? But they're not saying the scariest Halloween movies. They're saying the best Halloween movies. But again, The Exorcist should be way, way higher up.
But on a different scale, because I really loved Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Did you?
I really,
yeah.
really, truly did. My son Michael went to ISU last weekend to visit a friend, and he and a bunch of friends went to see Rocky Horror. He had never seen it before, and it was at the theater. And I said, what'd you think? Because he loves musicals. He was like,
it's okay.
Yeah. I'm like, really? I loved it.
And he saw it in a theater where the audience played into the movie,
a toast,
right?
Yeah.
That's, if you're going to see it that way. Because when you watch it on TV and nobody's doing that stuff, it's just...
Yeah, Dylan then watched it at home because he was jealous his brother saw it.
Wow.
And he said it was okay. Yeah. I loved it.
Did you?
I love Tim Curry.
Oh, Tim Curry's great. There's no doubt about it. Young Frankenstein is next on their list.
That is an awesome movie.
That's fantastic. Masterpiece.
It's true.
So good. Everybody, every single person in that movie is perfect. From the great Gene Wilder and Madeline Kahn to Terry Garr to Marty Feldman.
Terry Garr, I forgot how
Kenneth
great.
Kenneth Mars.
Who's that?
He's the German guy.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Everybody in that movie is perfect. This one's a surprise, but it's actually a really good movie. The movie version, the first version of The Addams Family with Raul Julia.
I didn't see that.
It's really pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it funny?
Yeah, it is. It is. Then one rank higher on that list is the movie version of Casper. With all due respect to the people who put this list together.
It's bad.
You missed the mark.
You and I should have put a list together.
I know. Then the original Ghostbusters.
That's a great movie. What?
It's
what?
Is it a great movie?
Yes.
Yeah? All right. I like the first one a lot. The second one was a huge disappointment to me.
I'm just talking the first one.
The first one, all right.
I loved it.
I don't know if I'd go great. Entertaining, but you go great on it?
I can't look at you for the rest of the day.
Beetlejuice?
That is one of my favorite movies
of
all time.
I
love his little head. And that when he was waiting in the waiting room.
Yeah,
and
very funny.
The shrunken head.
The smoking guy.
Oh, my God. That movie's so funny.
I'm shocked at how many of these movies Winona Ryder is in. Maybe she's Winona Ryder is the one who put this list together. Is that possible?
Is Stranger Things on it or just movies?
Yeah, Stranger Things is on it. Then they've got... Well, there's no title on this one.
That was a good one.
The movie with no title.
Yes.
So scary.
Yeah.
They couldn't think of a title scary enough to do it justice. Then they've got Nightmare on Elm Street.
Scary.
Which we've talked about. And it is. It's pretty scary, right? Remember when we had Robert Englund in studio with us?
No.
You don't remember that? People, of all the guests we ever had, this is in the old studios on Michigan Avenue, more people stopped and looked at him.
Oh, yes, I do.
Remember?
Yes.
It was like a nonstop barrage of people just going, I can't believe the guy who played Freddy Krueger is right there.
And it's weird because, I mean, his face wasn't exposed, really.
Well,
I guess it is in the movie.
You can tell it's the same because he's been in other stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Did you ever see the movie Buster and Billy?
No.
With Jan Michael Vincent?
No, but why did I miss it? I love him.
It's a really good movie. He plays Robert Englund. Now, this might have been his first movie. If it wasn't his first movie, it was his second or third, but I want to say his first. He plays Buster's best friend, Whitey, who is called that because of his incredibly pale skin pigmentation. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Okay.
Number five spot, if you're just tuning in, according to MSN, and they're wrong in brackets, these are the best Halloween movies that you could watch. Number five is It, and that is the
That's good.
Current version, the one that just came out, not the old made-for-TV version, which was also pretty scary.
That was scary.
And that was Tim Curry.
I am a big fan of his.
Of Tim Curry's?
Yes.
I like lemon curry. You ever had that, Wendy? Try that sometime. Number four, The Shining.
The Shining is one of the best movies ever.
Isn't it crazy how great that movie is and how Stephen King totally disavows it?
Why?
He says it's awful. He doesn't want any part of it.
Why?
He just doesn't like it. He says they missed the point. Stanley Kubrick's the guy who directed it. He goes, he had no idea what he was working with. Way off base on what I wanted it to be.
I don't think that for a second.
Stephen King, in his mind, it's a story about alcoholism. So Stanley Kubrick turned it into a big haunted house movie, right? And in my opinion,
It seems like it could be related.
It's both.
Yes, it is.
It really is both. I like it better not knowing how much of this stuff is Jack Torrance being an alcoholic and not knowing what's real and what isn't real. Or maybe it's a haunted house.
I like that
as
well. I think it was, that is one of the best movies of all time.
Love it. So Stephen King disliked it so much that as soon as the rights became available, he bought him up, he bought his own rights back, and then they made a made-for-TV version of The Shining that he says is way better than the movie version of Shining. He's incorrect on that.
Who was in that one?
The guy from Wings. The younger brother from Wings. Is it...
Daly?
No, he's the older brother. Stephen Weber, is that his name?
Oh, I don't know.
The younger brother with the blonde hair.
I have not thought of Wings since it was last on, which was 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. He's been in a bunch of other stuff since.
But I don't know
it's
that
not Stephen Bauer. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Buster and Billy is... I'm just looking
at
that.
Is that Robert Englund's first movie?
I'm not looking at that because I can't find it. Here we go. 1974.
It's Jan Michael Vincent before he went completely out of his mind nuts.
And Pamela Sue Martin's
in
it?
Yes. And Hoyt Axton.
Get that out of here.
Hoyt Axton sings the theme song to it. I remember that.
Buster and Billy. I never saw it.
That was beautiful.
I know. All right, Robert Englund. Let's see.
See if that was his first movie. I think it was.
He was in Windfall. Oh my God. I am not at the bottom of his list yet. Buster and Billy, 1974, first movie.
Yeah. He's really good in it.
And then next year he was in a movie called Sunburst.
I still have not seen that. We got to have a film festival of all his great movies.
He was in A Star Is Born. Not the new one.
If it says it. Yeah, I guess he was.
The one
he did Barbara Streisand stunts. There's a couple of scenes where she has to jump out of a helicopter and she wouldn't do it. Robert Englund goes, I'll do it.
He plays Marty in A Star Is Born, whoever Marty is, but he's uncredited. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see the that version of A Star Is Born, and I may go back and watch it.
He's in it. He's the star of it. Number three on this list, and this incorrect list of MSN, of the most important and greatest Halloween movies ever, The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's pretty
good.
That's
a great movie.
I don't think I'd put it as number three.
I sure as heck wouldn't.
But it's certainly entertaining.
This is Halloween.
Number two is Halloween, the John Carpenter Halloween.
That's pretty good
movie. Very good movie. And the number one of all time, Wendy. Oh my God, are they wrong? This is so sad. Hocus Pocus. Did you ever see Hocus Pocus?
No.
It's horrible.
Who's in that?
It's awful. Bette Midler. Kathy Najimy. Sarah Jessica Parker. And Dave Ennett. Is that crazy that Dave Ennett was
What is it about?
Three witches, but it's so awful. My daughters, when they were really little, would watch it, and it was one of those movies that I would just cringe at. I'd go, oh my God, you guys, I know you're only three, but this is terrible.
Do you remember this song?
No.
Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Was this played in the movie Hocus Pocus?
No, this was like a rock hit. You really don't remember this?
I don't remember this.
You'll remember this one part.
Yeah, this I remember.
I remember this. I knew you did. Papa.
Listen to the yodeling.
Joel Daly does backup in that.
The Sundowners played on this song? This is when yodel rock was all the craze, Wendy. Oh, man, my glasses just broke.
That's all I could think of you said Hocus Pocus.
Horrible movie. Shouldn't be number one. If you were doing a list of the worst Halloween movies of all time, then you got Hocus Pocus. It's awful.
Find out who did that list and let's feed them poison candy.
Wow. I hope whoever did do the list doesn't die under some mysterious means, because you just said that on tape.
I am. I have no access to poison candy.
I guess. I hope. All right. We must stop.
Yes.
We'll take a
Happy
quick
Halloween.
Break. Happy Halloween. We'll take a quick break and then we'll close up properly. It's Bill and Wendy at WGN.
I don't know about you, Bill.
Yes, Ozzy, yes.
My crazy train is here. I must climb aboard.
Yes.
All aboard.
All aboard the crazy train. That's it for us, Bill and Ozzy.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Ozzy.
I'm getting better. Now that the show's over.
Now that it's over, yeah. That's how it works. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoyed yourselves. We had a great time. Tomorrow, another chance.
And Judy Pilak's birthday.
Judy Pilak's birthday tomorrow.
Better bring her some.
Imagine the fun. I know.
Imagine what?
Imagine the fun. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.